Podcasts and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump and the First Lady are in Rome for tomorrow's funeral of Pope Francis. Vatican expert John Allen.
This is one of the very few times ever that you will see the President of the United States at a public event in which he is not seated in the front row.
At the front of St. Peter's will be heads of state of Argentina and Italy. Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan faces obstruction charges for allegedly helping an undocumented immigrant avoid arrest by ICE agents. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
They're scaring people. They're scaring people in this community. They're scaring people in immigrant communities all across the United States. And when folks don't participate in our judicial system, bad things happen.
Former New York Congressman George Santos is sentenced to over 7 years in prison on federal wire fraud and identity theft charges. The FBI's Christopher Rea.
Santos abused his authority to garner illicit donations and campaign support, ultimately betraying the public's trust and violating our democratic system.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
From the WFHR WIRI newsroom, I'm Terry Barr. A Wisconsin congresswoman wants the feds to help out some public schools in the state. Stuart J. Wattles explains.
Congresswoman Gwen Moore was on the Maggie Dawn show this week, urging the Trump administration to reinstate fired CDC-led experts and approve federal aid for Milwaukee's school lead crisis. Four students have tested positive for poisoning and several schools remain closed for abatement. The CDC denied Milwaukee's request due to staffing cuts, which eliminated the agency's lead prevention team.
Meantime, Wisconsin is making an impression for entrepreneurs starting up new businesses. Lisa Hale has our details.
Three Wisconsin cities make the top 150 most supportive communities for startup businesses. MarketBeat surveyed over 3,000 participants. Access to incubators like Green Bay's Urban Hub and regional supports, in addition to tax breaks and mentorship opportunities, all played into the rankings. Madison ranked highest of the Wisconsin cities at 60. Green Bay comes in at 74th, and Milwaukee makes the list at 102.
And the season for severe storms, including tornadoes, is officially here. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot gives us an inside look.
A tornado is a violently rotating column of air extending from the bottom of a thunderstorm down to the ground. They can completely destroy well-made buildings, uproot trees, and hurl things through the air. A tornado can touch down during the day and at night. But they do need three specific things to form. The fuel, which is the heat and humidity, a spark, which lifts the warm air up, usually from a cold front, and the last thing needed is a spin in the sky. For example, if you put a pen between your hands and roll it, one hand moved faster than the other to make that happen. This is what the winds need to be doing at different levels or directions. And all of those must happen for the perfect tornadic environment. And when they align, it happens fast.
I'm Terry Barr. You're listening to WFHR and WIRI News.
Day two of the draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Green Bay, where the second and third rounds of the NFL draft going on at Lambeau Field. Some of the great Packers that have been taken in the past in these rounds include safety Nick Collins and wide receivers Greg Jennings, James Jones. Tomorrow's rounds 4-7, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, I think, you know, right now it looks pretty good. You never know when the runs are going to go, and all of a sudden it won't, but it looks pretty good. We got some really good players up that we're excited to get to them and see if we can add some players. Again, I think it was a really good night for the Packers. I'm really eager to get back at it tomorrow, see how this thing falls tomorrow, and see if we can do some good.
A full recap later tonight. NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers playing Game 3 of their playoff series at Fiserv Forum. Baseball, the Brewers making a roster move, moving pitcher Tobias Myers off the 15-day IL. To make room, they send reliever Brian Hudson to the Nashville team. The crew in St. Louis for a three-game weekend series. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, highs in the low 60s. Some showers and a few storms for Sunday, high mid-60s. Breezy, warm Monday, showers and storms, some severe. Currently 51 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulswitz joins me in the guest host seat. We dig into Judge Hannah Dugan's arrest. What is going on here?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who doesn't have 20/20 vision, even in hindsight, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Kicking off hour number two here on a Friday night, it is a bar band Friday night, as it is every Friday here on Nightlight. Terry Barr will be along shortly with a guest that is going to be officially the youngest guest I've ever had on Nightlight. She will be here in the studio performing. So stick around for that. That's coming up in just a few minutes. We do not have a question tonight because it's kind of a best of. We've put stuff together because Conrad is on vacation. I hope he's taking care of himself. Lisa, what do you think? Do you think Conrad is being responsible?
It's the NFL draft week. There's no way Conrad is being responsible. He's not. He's out there. He's all about the draft right now.
Listen, he won't be up early enough to hear New Wisco Weekend, so I think you can say whatever you want about him here in this segment.
This is true. He won't be.
That is the voice of the host of New Wisco Weekend and Civic Media's Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief, Lisa Hale, who joins me now on Nightlight. It's been too long, my friend.
It has been. It's been way too long. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I look at what you just did. You just hosted me because now you're used to hosting and I love that.
I'm so used to hosting and I'm so used to being the one who gets people to talk to me that it's weird being on this side.
I'm an open book. Even though this is Nightlight, you can ask me if you want to play host for a minute, you can ask me anything. That could be a new segment we could do. So,
Pete, have you been taking part in the NFL draft activities?
No, I ran a 7.940, so it turns out there wasn't much interest in my qualifications to be drafted. So I'm going to sit this one out, but there's still hope for free agency. We'll see what happens.
And what is that sport that you invented? Naked soccer golf?
Wait, did I do a thing on that? I think I did, didn't I? Oh, yes, my gosh. At least when you drop as much gold as I do, it's impossible to remember all of it. So I would play naked soccer golf if I could find other willing participants, but I think it could be fun. But I'd probably be picky about who I would want to see naked.
I would be very picky on who I would be playing with. Yeah.
And I say that fully understanding no one wants to see me naked. So, you know what? Let's just do soccer golf. Let's keep things simple.
Let's just do soccer
and
golf.
PG rated.
Football golf.
Hey, it is great to have you here.
Thank you.
How are things at New Wisco Weekend?
I'm telling you, they have been going so great. You mentioned that you have Terry Barr coming on a little bit later on. And I have to say this. She's my partner for New Wisco Weekend.
She's great.
She and I work in tandem. If I don't have the cover story, she does. If she has the cover story, then I open the issue with a feature story. And we switch back and forth. And she is just phenomenal. I absolutely adore her, and I could not do it without her. So I just wanted to say that since she's going to be on here in a little bit, so you can tell her just how much that I talk her up. But she's fantastic.
Well, everybody does, right? I mean, I'm doing this in Madison right now, and you know, I know how much Terry Barr loves Bar Band Friday night. It was named after Terry Barr. And she said, you know, can I be on the stream? I'm too busy. And I was like, you live in Madison. You love the segment. Like, but that's how busy she is. She does everything. So she'll still be here over the stream, and it'll be great. And we'll have Paige in the studio performing. And Terry is just an absolute treasure. So we're both lucky to have her as part of our shows. I love being part of New Wisco Weekend. I love picking the movies. And, it's so much fun.
You know that I absolutely love your segment because you and I have such similar tastes in movies. And the one you picked for this episode of New Wisco Weekend is one of my favorites, of course. And I've watched it so many times. I actually think it's the best of all of them of this topic. So.
I totally agree. Involving Hannibal Lecter, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Brian Cox is so amazing and creepy in just a few minutes of screen time.
You know, Hopkins did great.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic Lecter. But this was the first time you ever see Hannibal Lecter on screen. And he just did him so well. Right. So creepy. So just understated. And I really do like that. I like it much better than Red Dragon, which was the remake.
With Edward Norton. I agree 100%. Yeah. And like, I'm with you. I like Silence of the Lambs, but I felt like it was so overt. And it was still creepy. It was still scary. There was a lot of shock value. There wasn't as much shock value in Manhunter. It had an overall eeriness to it, though, that I just loved. And I love William Peterson. The stuff he did younger in his career when he was younger is just fantastic. So what else do you have coming up this weekend on New Wisco?
Well, it's all about superheroes on New Wisco Weekend this week. Because Monday, the 28th, is National Superhero Day. So we wanted to celebrate the everyday heroes and superheroes. We've got our cover story is a Wisconsin author who lists 100 Wisconsin idols. We have a story about the Red Cross looking for nominations for their heroes ceremony that they do every year where they acknowledge somebody who's done wonderful things in their community. We've got that. We've got a story from Conrad on the Green Bay Optimists, which I think are superheroes because they help pilot programs for youth. Yeah. So, you know, we can take anything and flip it to be superhero-wise.
There you go. I hope he already turned it in, though, and you're not expecting it Saturday morning after a long
day. I've already turned everything in for it. It is ready to go.
That is fantastic. You had 7,000 Apart on recently. I love that you had a musical act on a show that's on kind of earlier. Aren't they great? They've been on Nightlight several times. They're fantastic. So much fun.
We have a musical guest on every single New Wisco Weekend. Right. We end the show with a musical guest. And this week, it's one who did a song on superhero and how you can be the brave superhero of your own life. So we've got that. What is the name of that band? Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets?
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be our musical feature this week. We've always got a musical feature, whether it comes from Civic Media has such a wide variety of shows, and we can get musical features that have maybe been on Mino and the Mayor, or that have maybe been on Mad Radio, or maybe have been on your show. You know, you never know where the musical group is going to come from.
That's very true. All right, so let's get a quick. My guest is Lisa Hale. She is the Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief for Civic Media, and she hosts the news magazine program here in Northeast Wisconsin called New Wisco Weekend, which is outstanding. It runs two times every weekend, so definitely check it out if you haven't already. Next week, this is exciting. I know you and Todd Michaels, the producer of Mino and the Mayor, and as a side hustle, he is a paranormal investigator, which I think is so cool. You're doing a paranormal theme next week.
Yeah, next week's theme is paranormal, but it's also Tourism and Bike Month, and we wanted to get it all in there, but I definitely need to get in touch with Todd because we got to write that paranormal story, and believe me, I'm going to be, you know, leaning in on him for that.
I'm just going to say something. I hope you don't take this the wrong way, Lise. You seem like the most on top of everything person I've ever met. Like, And I mean, like, honestly, like the reminders I get for new, there's no way I could ever forget a new WSCO weekend deadline because Conrad reminds me, but I get the emails from you. Honest to God, like I, you know, I forgot about a meeting last week and it was in my calendar. But like if enough time goes by, you can forget stuff. Like you are on it. Like if I had something to do, I would give it to you and I know it would get done.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what Todd says too.
Yeah.
Give it to Lisa, it'll get done. But I think that's from being in news and being in radio and organizing shows and stuff for so many years. I just get used to nagging people and realizing that I have to be the kindergarten teacher and have to pull people along. So
Who have your favorite guests been that you've had on, and who do you would you do anything to get on the show as a guest?
Well, of course, I would do anything to get Kevin Smith on as a guest. I don't know what I would have him talk about, I would do anything to get him on.
You and Amanda, she loves Kevin Smith too. Have you guys ever conversed?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah,
that's fantastic.
Kevin Smith is one of my future ex Mr. Lisa Hales. I just have to get him to divorce his wife and come to Wisconsin.
You have a husband too, right? Though I mean, yeah, you've got your own issues.
Yeah, we'll get rid of him too. But
what's your favorite Kevin Smith movie?
I have to go with it's tied. It's tied between Clerks and Chasing Amy. Clerks because it's the OG.
Yeah.
Chasing Amy was just so well written and so funny.
Right.
I adored it. But, and then of course there's Tusk for the weird ones.
I haven't seen that. You know, I've seen about four or five of his films, but I have not seen Tusk. There's a few others too, but it's funny you say Clerks and Chasing Amy because they were very different movies. Like Clerks was almost had this gritty guerrilla style. And then Chasing Amy was that with a budget. They gave him a budget.
Yes.
It looks cleaner. It looks nicer. So it's interesting. You kind of have opposite ends of the spectrum there. I think that's great.
Yeah. Kevin Smith really can do no wrong in my book, even with his weird movies. I find something that is relevant or that I can take as a nugget from every one of them. And Clerks is always going to be my favorite.
You know, here's my fear.
Even Jersey Girl. I liked Jersey Girl.
Oh, I forgot about Jersey Girl, yeah. Here's my fear for you, though, is that this is actually going to come to fruition. You're going to get your shot with Kevin Smith. He's probably going to get divorced again because he's in that world. You'll see that he's available. You'll dump your husband like a bad habit, and Kevin Smith will be the new Mr. Lisa Hale. But after about a year, guess what? He's just a dude, and you're going to go, what the heck was I thinking?
But he's a dude who can make me laugh.
Well, and you'll remind him to make you laugh all the time.
And I will remind him. I will send him an email saying, just so you know, your deadline to make me laugh is Wednesday at 11:59 p.m.
Get that in quickly, please. You have a movie line memory like me. We've gone back and forth over, you know, Messenger when I turn in my pick of the week.
Right.
What movie do you think you could quote like nonstop? What's your most quotable movie?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I can quote Fame.
Oh,
if you
wow,
play
nice.
The movie Fame, I will do the entire movie for you, the entire
no
script. Let's see.
What's your favorite song from Fame?
Out Here on My Own.
Me too. I knew you were going to say that. Such a great underrated
it,
tune.
It it's really great. Is. It's yeah. understated. It's a lovely ballad. So yeah, Fame, I quote a lot. I do quote Clerks quite often.
Okay.
I also quote Real Genius.
Oh, I love that movie.
My favorite quote from there is, I am pondering the immortal words of Socrates, who once said, I drank what? So, yeah.
That's a
Real
great,
Genius.
Great
I
way
quote
to,
it all the time.
It's a great way to go out. Thank you so much, Lisa. Hey, have a great show this weekend. Let's do this again.
Thank you so much.
And we'll go back and forth. Keep sending those movie lines.
Okay. How
right,
about this
friend.
One? In a row?
Yes. I'll think about it. I'll message you. Thanks so much, Lisa Hale. Coming up next, it's Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr is here with a very special guest. It's going to be a blast. Don't go anywhere and check out New WSCO Weekend on the Civic Media Radio Network. What?
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Given the concerns about tariffs, inflation, and the economy, we may see some instability in the financial markets. As an investor, how can you cope? Your best strategy can be summed up in one word: diversification. It can't guarantee profits or prevent all losses, but it can help you manage risk and market fluctuations. Here's why. Different types of financial assets can move in different directions at any given time, so stocks may be up while bonds are down, or vice versa. If you owned both of these types of assets, and others besides, your portfolio would likely fare better than if you only owned one type of asset and that asset was affected by a market downturn. How you diversify your portfolio will depend on your own risk tolerance, time horizon, and financial goals. But however you do it, diversification should always be a driving force behind your investment strategy.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones financial advisor in Wisconsin Rapids. Contact him at 715-421-0958.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back to Nightlight for my favorite time of the week, where we talk about music and even more fun stuff. I mean, Nightlight's all about fun stuff to begin with. We do movies, we do comedy, we do TV and music, and Friday is outstanding music because Terry Barr, one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio, is here. Hello, my friend.
Oh, hi, Pete. And this is an extra special Bar Band Friday. I'm so excited about this one.
Because
thanks,
Aaron's here?
On Bar Band Friday and ready to go with this.
Absolutely. I'm sorry you couldn't be here in person, but once again, we thought outside the box, Terry, and this was your suggestion, and I loved it. Let's have someone live in the studio. Uh-huh. And even though you couldn't be here, you still brought an outstanding guest with you. Why don't you introduce her?
Okay. This young lady is making waves. She's selling out shows. She's singing the national anthem all over the place, including a recent Milwaukee Bucks game. I'm talking about none other than Paige Klaber.
Hi, guys. Woo! What's up?
I want to say, too.
You're here.
What?
She's glad you're here.
Oh, I'm glad I'm here too.
Paige, you are officially, we're making Nightlight history here because Paige is the youngest guest we've had on Nightlight so far.
No way, actually?
Yeah.
Conrad, my producer,
is 14, but I understand you're 12.
Yes, I am. So. I turned 12 in February, so I'm stoked about that.
You're newly 12?
I am newly 12.
Has your life changed?
Isn't it incredible, you guys?
Oh, unbelievable.
Like, everything happened for me, like, when I was, like, 11, so I'm excited what 12 brings. I released my album when I was 11. I, like, sang the national anthem when I was 11. But now I'm 12, so who knows what kind of turns are coming my way.
What kind of dreams do you have for being 12 years old? What do you want to do this year?
I don't know. I kind of want to, like, just do more, like, open mic nights because it's kind of, like, been my New Year's resolution because I feel like I haven't been, like, doing that much Because I've more been doing, like, national anthems and, like, doing, like, hour gigs at, like, coffee shops. So I'm planning to do more, like, open mic night stuff, like, just more out there kind of things instead of, like, more, like, big shows.
Yeah.
But I do want to play more big shows, too. So, yeah, just, like, getting myself out there. It's, like, another big goal.
How about that? A 12-year-old, and it's almost May, and she's still honoring her New Year's resolution when most of us have scrapped it after like 4 days. That's very impressive.
No kidding.
How did you guys meet? Terry, how did you discover Paige, or how did you meet her?
Well, she is I would say an amazing product of Girls Rock Camp Madison.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she learned a lot there about music, guitar, writing songs. And the thing about it where many of us, even the ladies rock campers, which I would be one, it's an awesome time. And then you walk away and you go do other things. Paige has stayed on top of what she's learned, and she just keeps, you know, creating and being out there and putting herself out there. And I feel like a proud auntie or something. We met her that way, and then she came on MaxInc Radio. Ooh, that must have been 5 months ago already. And she just blew us away with an hour-long performance and interview.
Mm-hmm. Was it really an hour?
Oh, it was an hour. We had a couple commercials, but it was pretty much the full hour. She played something like 6 songs, Pete.
Oh, my gosh. And all the original songs. You write your own stuff.
Yes.
How do you do that, Paige? Like, you're in middle school?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got homework, you got your friends, your folks, your family. When do you find time to write? Do you lock yourself in a room? Do you do it between classes? What's your process?
I mostly do it at, like, 2 a.m. in the morning.
What?
No, like, I wouldn't exactly say 2 a.m. That's more of my summer bedtime.
Okay, that's good.
But more the limit is 11 p.m.
You have to be in bed by 11? Okay. She's looking over at her mom to see if her mom can hear what she's saying right now.
Mom's in the studio.
Mom just gave the thumbs up, all right.
I have like wrote like songs at school, but then I don't like I really continue them like at home because I don't have like a guitar or like a piano in my hands, because I usually just like write my songs at an instrument, because then I can like get a better understanding of like what notes I'm playing, you know, because then if I ever were to like produce that music, then I would like tell my producer like, okay, this is like stuff that I want, you know.
So I'm kind of blown away here, Paige. I don't know if you understand, like you just said before my first album came out, how many 11-year-olds have, other than what Michael Jackson maybe, like honest, or Taylor Swift, put out an album when they're 11? Do you understand how cool that is?
Yes.
Okay, good.
But I don't really think about it every day.
Right.
It's just a day, like at school. Like.
But you don't mind if I geek out over it though, right?
Yeah. Me too.
Me too, yeah.
Aaron too.
Paige, are you writing new songs for your next album?
I'm continuing to writing, but I'm still deciding if I want to like put out like a single or like another album or something, but yeah. I'm continuing to like write more and more songs every day, so I'm trying to like write more, because I feel like I've been like not writing as much as I used to, but I kind of like want to get back into like my writing habits.
That happens though, right? I mean, that's how it is with writers. You have writer's block, then you feel inspired. Yes. That's okay.
I had this huge writer's block, but it finally went away. It's still like kind of there, but I think like the more that I write, the more it goes away.
Right.
So I'm just trying to like
work your way through it. Absolutely. All right.
Yes.
This is exciting, folks. It's great that you're here tonight. Paige Cleaver is here in the studio. She's our guest tonight on Bar Band Friday, along with my Bar Band host, co-host Terry Barr, who introduced us to Paige Cleaver, who is here. She's going to perform for us when we come back after a very short break. Do not go anywhere. It's Bar Band Friday night on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump and the First Lady are in Rome for tomorrow's funeral of Pope Francis. Vatican expert John Allen.
This is one of the very few times ever that you will see the President of the United States at a public event in which he is not seated in the front row.
At the front of St. Peter's will be heads of state of Argentina and Italy. Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan faces obstruction charges for allegedly helping an undocumented immigrant avoid arrest by ICE agents. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
They're scaring people. They're scaring people in this community. They're scaring people in immigrant communities all across the United States. And when folks don't participate in our judicial system, bad things happen.
Former New York Congressman George Santos is sentenced to over 7 years in prison on federal wire fraud and identity theft charges. The FBI's Christopher Rea.
Santos abused his authority to garner illicit donations and campaign support, ultimately betraying the public's trust and violating our democratic system.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Day two of the draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Green Bay, where the second and third rounds of the NFL draft going on at Lambeau Field. Some of the great Packers that have been taken in the past in these rounds include safety Nick Collins and wide receivers Greg Jennings, James Jones. Tomorrow's rounds four through seven, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, I think, you know, right now it looks pretty good. You never know when the runs are going to go, and all of a sudden it won't, but it looks pretty good. We got some really good players up there. We're excited to get to them and see if we can add some players. Again, I think it was a really good night for the Packers. I'm really eager to get back at it tomorrow, see how this thing falls tomorrow, and see if we can do some good.
A full recap later tonight. NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers playing Game 3 of their playoff series at Fiserv Forum. Baseball, the Brewers making a roster move, moving pitcher Tobias Myers off the 15-day IL. To make room, they send reliever Brian Hudson to the Nashville team. The crew in St. Louis for a three-game weekend series. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Two Hollywood movers and shakers are about to get even busier as they team up for a new psychological thriller. American Hostage is a new series from MGM Plus and will star John Hamm, and Sean Ryan will executive produce. The show is set in the 70s and follows Hamm's character, who is a reporter forced to interview a hostage taker in the middle of a crisis. Hamm is currently starring in Your Friends and Neighbors, and Ryan recently executive produced and wrote The Night Agent. Pamela Anderson's recent film, The Last Showgirl, brought her critical praise and some Oscar buzz, but it did not result in a nomination. Not sure if it's a snub or not, but according to the New York Post, it motivated the Baywatch actress to retaliate by moving to Massachusetts to do theater. Anderson will star in Tennessee Williams' Camino Real this coming summer. Anderson made her Broadway debut in Chicago in 2022. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, highs in the low 60s. Some showers and a few storms for Sunday, high mid-60s. Breezy, warm Monday, showers and storms, some severe.
Currently 51 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans.
Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the entire draft for the Green Bay Packers and also major things ahead for Congress, including the future of Medicaid. Your calls as well. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're on the phone with your girlfriend. She's upset. She's going off about something that you said.
Paige is singing. Get your humor, she wants to sing. It's Taylor Swift. Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. This is Pete Schwabba. Terry Barr is with me. It is a bar band Friday night, and we have Terry is joining us via the stream. I am in Madison tonight with our in-studio guest, Paige Kleber.
Hey, y'all. What's up?
All right.
What's up?
And you've been on Max Inc. You're no stranger to this studio,
I probably have.
Yeah.
It's great to be back. Yeah. I'm so happy.
I can tell.
Just remember us when you're famous. That's what I told her at the end of our first interview.
I will do that.
Because she's going to be famous.
All right. Well, even if you're not famous, remember us. It's just kind of a nice thing just, to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Friends everywhere you go. That's how you got to roll.
That sounds like a song. All right. So are you going to play something for us, Paige?
I will play something.
You're going to play, you said you wanted to play a song called Better Than Me.
Yes, I do.
It sounds a little, I don't want to say anything. I'll hold off judgment, but it sounds great. You just start up whenever you're ready. This is Paige Kleber on Nightlight Bar Band Friday night.
Tell me, baby, am I just for the looks? Will last just as long as the time you took. Tell me, baby, did I ever make it past you? What was I supposed to do? She could love your heart, she could love your soul. Guess to me it sure looks like your soul. I gotta tell myself he loves me more. Something better than me. Tell me, baby, could this be more confusing? You said I send your heart running. She could love your heart, she could love your soul. Guess to me it sure looks like your soul. I gotta tell myself he loves me more. So much.
I don't know if I'm
Thank you.
I don't know if I'm more in awe of the fact that she's that was such a great song, or that she knows more about relationships at 12 than I do.
I know, it's amazing.
How did where did the inspiration for that song come from?
I just started like thinking of like a melody in my head, and I just kind of put some words to it. You know, it just kind of like came on. I just got like a piece of paper and just started like writing and writing and writing, and it was fantastic. I never like felt so like satisfied. It was satisfying. That's the word I would say for it.
Now, how new is that song, Paige? When was that written? And is that, would you say that's your most popular song?
I think that maybe I can't say what my most popular song would be. They're all really good. I just love them all so much.
It's a great song.
It's my favorite.
It's a great song. Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Make sure you ask her about her fan club.
Oh,
I've got my little bracelet on in honor of the Glue Sticks, her fan club.
Ooh, I like that a lot.
I actually just signed up a few minutes ago.
Excellent.
So tell us, where does the name the Glue Sticks come from? That's pretty cool.
My last name, Kleber, it rhymes with Justin Bieber. That's just what I tell people. Like, what's your name, Paige? Paige Kleber rhymes with Justin Bieber. If you have a hard time remembering that, I'm like, okay. It comes from the German word glue. It means like Kleber, so my last name in German means glue. So I call my supporters Glue Sticks. So if you go to my website, PaigeKleber.com, kind of looks like clever, and you like can like put in your email address for the Glue Sticks fan club. You get like notified for like new gigs. It's all thanks to my roadie, aka my dad, aka website person.
Website person.
Website builder. Website designer.
Takes a team.
Yeah.
It does take a team.
That's so great. And what a cool name for your fan club. Terry mentioned that you're doing the national anthem at a lot of places. Do you like doing that? And tell us what that's been like.
I've like done a lot of national anthems at like everywhere in like Wisconsin, from like the Mallards game to the Bucks game to just kind of anywhere that I can like play at like the high school, at like just anywhere that I have an opportunity to like get on stage, I'll take it.
That's
a hard song.
Yeah, it is.
And then you play guitar with it. You're not doing it a cappella. You're playing your guitar and singing one of the hardest songs out there to sing and to nail it, because everybody knows that song.
That's a great point. Were you better at the guitar first, or did you like singing first? What was that sequence?
I kind of started singing when I was maybe like 5 or 6, or just, I was just singing as like a toddler in my crib or something, you know, just like every day. I was in love with Adele. I loved Adele when I was like really young. I was an Adele fan. That was me. And then I started playing like piano when I was 5, because I really wanted to do it because my sister was doing it and just looked so cool. And I was like, I want to do that. And then she signed me up for my mom signed me up for piano lessons. And then I got into piano. I started playing more like classical music, and I liked that. But I was like still really into pop music. And then I got introduced to like guitar. I just got a guitar for like, I think it was Christmas or maybe my birthday.
Okay.
Nobody knows. And then I just, yeah.
It's so long ago.
That's how long, nobody knows. And then I just started like looking up songs to play on YouTube and everything just like that. And then I went to Girls Rock Camp, which was awesome. You like go there for a week and you write a song with a band, and then you name the band, and then you get to perform the song that you wrote with your band that you named. It was incredible. I was like, wait, people do this in a week? Apparently.
That sounds like an absolute blast, Paige.
It is.
And you, I want to applaud. I mean, you know, I always tell kids, like, and maybe you'd agree with this, Terry, do what you love now. Don't wait until you're an adult. And you've got such a head start on everybody else who wants to be a singer-songwriter. You're already doing it. I think that's amazing. Do you want to play another song now, or do you want to wait until after the break?
Mom, we can wait after the break.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah.
Where do you find inspiration, Paige, to write? What do you write about? Do you write about, you know, school or your friends or
that
where?
That song sounded like a boy.
It did.
That last song.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't necessarily about like, I was just like general, you know, with that song, I don't really know what I was like. I don't remember what I was thinking about when I was writing it. I just was like, oh, what's wrong with me? B. And I just wrote a line that was like B, you know? I just, but I like that song so much because it just kind of like shows how I've like grown as like a songwriter and a singer.
Yeah.
Cause like I've written even like better songs than that, but it's still a really good song, you know?
Yeah, totally. My guest is Paige Kleber. She is our guest tonight for Bar Band Friday Night, as is Terry Barr. Ooh. Terry introduced Nightlight to Paige. She's here in the studio. It's great to have her. We just heard her song Better Than Me. She's going to perform another one after we do a quick break. But before we get to the break, I want to, when you're not performing or writing songs, I know you like Taylor Swift, but would you say she's your main influence or who do you listen to now?
I think she's like, I like Olivia Rodrigo. I've been recently listening to a lot of her music. She was like my inspiration at like 11 when everything kind of just like started to kick up. She was like what I thought about during like the recording process of my album. So I do love Taylor. But then I think like my earliest inspiration was Adele. Yeah.
Okay.
Cause like, have you heard her sing?
She's great. She's got a great voice. Yeah.
How can you not love her? Anyway, she's great. Taylor's great.
She's schooling you, Pete.
That's all right. I'm used to it. Not by a 12-year-old, but this is the first for that. But, so how do you like, do your classmates see you, Paige, doing these great things? Like you said, you sing the national anthem at school events and all this kind of thing. What's their take on what you're doing? Are they supportive or are they envious or do they think you're really cool because you're doing this thing you dream about? What's the deal there?
I think they are a little envious, but we push
I'm
through.
I'm envious.
We're
all
just
envious of you, Paige.
Thank you, guys. And then we just, I just use that as like material to write songs.
There you go.
Cause there's
good girl.
Yeah.
That's the way to use it.
As Taylor once said, there's no greater revenge than writing a song about someone you hate and getting and winning a Grammy over it. So,
wow.
I mean,
oh, I love that. where can people see you? Do you have any dates coming up, Paige? Like where they can see you live?
I don't. Yes, I'm performing at the Whammies.
Oh, nice.
You are.
Whammies are Wisconsin Music Awards.
Yeah.
So you can find
That's incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm up for Rising Star. It's on May 4th. And you can go. It's called,
we'll find out.
Yeah.
Let's do a quick break and then we'll find out. We got to do a very short break.
Is it on your website?
What?
Is it on your website?
Yes, it is on my website.
All right. We'll give you all the information you need after this very short break. And then Paige is going to perform again. She's in the studio. Yay. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Bar Band Friday Night with our pal Terry Barr.
Woo.
Paige Kleber's here. We're coming right back.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On April 22nd, in the Wisconsin State Senate, something happened that you don't see too often. A high-profile bill passed with overwhelming bipartisan support. The Republican-controlled chamber voted 32-1 to extend Medicaid coverage for new moms from 60 days to 12 months. Wisconsin is one of only two U.S. states that has not already extended this critical postpartum coverage. So with that kind of support, you'd expect the bill to pass, right? Well, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has repeatedly blocked this legislation from coming up for a vote. Several Republican state representatives have been speaking out on this, urging Voss to change his tune, but he has not yet budged. It's time for Voss to end this charade and allow this bill to come up for a vote. If he's opposed, he can still vote against it. But one person should not block a bill that has already been supported by the majority of his own party. Let the people vote, Mr. Speaker.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
All eyes are on Wisconsin as the NFL's 2025 Player Selection Draft is finally here. 250,000 people are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
Our citizens are just so excited to welcome hundreds of thousands of guests to the city of Green Bay. We're thrilled about it. I mean, the economic impact is going to be substantial. 20 million roughly in the metro area, and then I think 96 million is the number that's being used statewide.
It's the second time Wisconsin is hosting the draft, the first in 1939. But do you know where? Was it Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer's coming up.
The smallest NFL city, but the biggest heart.
And with the main campus all around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the very next day. By the way, the Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Good for you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world?
Welcome back to Nightlight. This is Pete Schwamba. It's a Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me. Our friend Terry Barr is here from Max Inc. Radio, and she introduced us to this amazing performer that we have in the studio right now, Paige Kleber.
Hey, guys. Hey. How's it going? Hey, Terry. What's up?
It is so great to see you, to hear you.
Thank you
for joining us for a special Bar Band Friday.
You're so welcome. Thanks so much for having me here.
So before we get too far into the segment, Paige, because I want to hear you again. Do you mind singing something, and then we can have a little more conversation after that?
Will do.
All right. So what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play for you guys a song called 2025. And I originally wrote this about the election, but I think things took a little turn for the worst. So I just called it a Happy New Year song.
Okay.
So
I love it.
Yeah. Here's 2025.
2025. Paige Kleber, Bar Band Friday Night.
Believe in most say, whoa, 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 whoa. 2025, yo. I'ma bring the party on. I know what you're thinking. It's hard to keep believing. Most saying, whoa.
That's Paige Cleaver, ladies and gentlemen, on Barbie and Friday Night here on Nightlight. That was outstanding. So I assume that's a pretty new song, given the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of wrote it in like in November of 2024, and I was like, I'll just sing it in 2025. But then I didn't sing it in 2025, so then everyone was like, you know, it's not 2025, right? I'm like, yes, I'm very aware of the year.
Oh, that's so funny. All right. So, Paige, if you want to hear Paige's music, she's on Spotify, YouTube. You can see her at the Whammies. Is that right, Terry? Am I getting that right?
That is correct. Okay. The Whammies are in Milwaukee this year.
Yes.
And I think, Paige, did you say May 4th?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what, you're up for Best New Artist?
Mm-hmm. I'm also up for Best New Artist in the Madison Music Awards, the Mamas, M-A-M-A.
Oh. So am I. Good luck.
Best wishes.
I can't argue with her. I'm really kind of in awe that you are doing all this at your age, Paige. And what, like, have you ever won an award before for what you do?
I haven't. I'm really excited. When I found out that I was like up for Best New Artist, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me, right? And then my mom was like, no, you're up for Rising Star. Oh, okay.
Gosh.
I was kind of like, what does this mean now? Like, what happens if I win?
Hey, Paige, we have about a minute left.
Okay.
Okay, so I have to ask you this. Mm-hmm. Where do you see yourself? Where do you want your career to go? Do you want to sell out arenas? Do you want to write movie scores? Do you want to just have a great, like, what do you see yourself? Let's say 25-year-old Paige, where are you?
Ooh. I want to like sell out arenas. I would say like, well, I want to be a pop star, like what Taylor Swift does.
Yeah.
But I just say singer songwriter because it sounds better. Like, oh, I'm a singer songwriter instead of like I'm gonna be a pop star. I mean, it is true, but I just kind of lean more with singer songwriter.
Yeah.
I kind of like that term better.
I think it's a great term. I think you have a ton of personality and a ton of talent, and I cannot thank you enough for joining us here tonight for
You're
Barbie
so
and Friday
welcome.
Night.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having me, guys.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Terry, thank you very much for introducing us to Paige and for Barbie and Friday Night. Thank you all for listening. Thanks to my guests, Lisa Hale, Frank Anderson. And Monday on Nightlight, we have comedian Zane Lamprey, who is coming back to Wisconsin, and filmmaker behind The Dells, Nelly Clues, which you can see at the Milwaukee Film Festival. That's all Monday night on Nightlight. I'll be back in Green Bay. Thank you so much. Aaron Zommers, thank you as always, yes. My friend. Just crushing it as usual.
Thanks, guys.
That's actually Aaron
thank
singing.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody. We'll be back Monday. Good night, Wisconsin.
For you, I guess you moved on really easily.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A crowd gathers after the FBI arrests Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan. She's been released from custody after being arrested on an accusation of helping an undocumented immigrant accused of committing battery evade ICE agents. CBS's Scott McFarland.
This is a proxy war now. Whether that was the intention or not, there is going to be a battle over whether this is an infringement of the separation of powers or whether this is a righteous move by the administration to ensure they can do what they say they were elected to do.
Dugan's arraignment is May 15th. Pope Francis' casket is now closed, ending 3 days of public viewing. Dignitaries from around the world have been arriving in Rome, including President Trump and the First Lady. American journalist Kelsey Gussie, who met the Pope twice, will deliver one of the readings during tomorrow's funeral service at St. Peter's Basilica.
I saw him as a grandfather, and so for me, I